Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark on a Friday night. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, Trevor Beck, a.k.a. Trevor the Creator, behind the glass of the 1-2s and 3s. We have a very special guest, Mr. Ray Nixon, joining us here in studio, talking all things professional basketball. Ray, who spent, because that's what you did back in the day. You spent all 4 years at Wisconsin?
All four.
God bless you.
What did you study when you were there?
I did communications.
There you go.
Same.
Yeah.
There you go. I majored in communications. Look
did
at us.
Communications.
At us.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he just had a grand slam.
No, he
out of there.
No,
he
did.
Grand slam.
No, he did. No, he did not. Grand salami, Seattle Mariners.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, Seattle is feeling some type of way right now, and you can pretty much put this thing to rest. Eugenio Suarez with the grand slam. I'll tell
I
you what,
he's gonna hit it by the locks.
Man.
You see the hairdo?
Wow.
Oh yeah.
That's a
mullet.
Flow.
Is that a mullet?
That's aura. That'll be on social media.
Tell you what, hell of a job battling too.
Yeah,
he really, really did. What'd they say? 351 feet. So it's not. I mean, he really didn't get. I mean, it wasn't like a huge, like, no doubter, but yeah. I mean, it did get out of the park. So exactly, did what it was supposed
to
do.
That's a good feeling, man.
It's got to be, right? You just hit a grand slam, put your team up 3-2
in the
ALCS.
In a game like this, are you serious?
Absolutely.
I wonder how many grand slams they've even been hitting in championship series. I feel like there's not that many.
At least one.
At least one.
Just saw one.
Who was the running back at Wisconsin during your time there? Because that's one thing we know Wisconsin's always had is some dogs at running back.
We had Dwayne Smith. He was Dwayne Smith, and he actually had like a...
So post-Ron Dane?
Yeah. This is I was 2002, 2006.
Okay.
Those are my...
I don't know if Fred's memory goes back to like 1965, yeah. So he's trying to retrack forward.
Who was the quarterback?
Who was our quarterback back then?
But your boy Barry Alvarez wasn't still the head coach, was he?
Yeah, he was.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was before he went and became
Barry
the AD?
He went to AD maybe... 2 years after I left.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Old Barry, tell you what. Your boy Luke Fickell. I'm just telling you right now. Look, we're no Fan University, but we can talk a little college football. But he's got a $20 million buyout. So I don't know what the endowment's looking like over there in the over in Madison, but
it's definitely different since I left. Definitely.
It absolutely is. All right. So before we get into the professional side of things and your career, number one, when you look at this Dallas Mavericks team, and number one, I guess how much do you keep up with the NBA, being in the Big Three? Obviously, you play with a lot of former NBA guys and kind of what was when you graduated from Wisconsin, kind of what were your options professionally at that point?
So I did, I had a workout with the Bucks and a workout with the Spurs. That was the year of what? Yee Gianliani? I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
What am I trying to say here?
Yeah.
Ginobili.
No, Yi.
The Chinese dude?
The Chinese dude, yeah.
What, for the Bucks?
Yes.
Wow.
That was that year they picked him up. So I had to work out with the Bucks. I had to work out with San Antonio Spurs, which fell through. And so my only option was to try to go overseas. I had a Pro-Am tournament in Kentucky that summer. And they had NBA scouts there. They had local journalists and newspapers and stuff like that. And I was like one of the highly touted guys at the camp.
Okay.
And I got a call from one of the teammates that I played with maybe a month or two later. We exchanged numbers in the camp. Like, you want to come play ball overseas? I'm like, bet.
Yeah.
It was a no-brainer for me. Like, not a lot of money, but, you know, you can get your foot in the door. And that's what I did. I played in Germany my first 2 years.
But to kind of, and you were telling Blake and I during the break, how much different, this was what, 08, 09, give
this
or take?
06.
06, okay. Yep. Tell the folks at home that just how different the G League, which again, I mean, we're old enough to, it was called the D League back then. Just how much different the D League was, you know, when you were coming out of college versus what it's like now.
I mean, just based on the stories that I heard, like it was almost like maybe slightly
lower than JUCO
college.
Ball.
Yeah, I guess like lower college is like you had roommates. The money wasn't great. You pay taxes every city you go in. You're playing in these far-fetched cities. It's just like, it doesn't even sound enticing.
Okay.
So I'm like, I would rather bet on myself and go overseas and see what that market is like over there. The money was better. I couldn't tell you what the treatment was like in the D League, but I know the treatment over there was phenomenal.
Was it, were they, and you know, and let's call it what it is. I mean, I don't know that you had two-way contracts back then the way you have them now, right? Where a guy can spend, you know, 40, 50 games, like a Brandon Williams can spend 40, 50 games in the G League and then, you know, bounce back and forth. And I don't remember, like, really, was the D-League putting a lot of guys in the NBA back then?
I don't think so. I think the first guy to get drafted from the D-League was my boy Mike Taylor from Milwaukee.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the first player to ever get drafted from the D-League. Huge shout out to him. He's in a Big 3 now, too. And I don't know if they had any two-way contracts back then, but I know it's definitely better for them now.
I'm glad they changed the name as well, because the D League is not a great name.
G League, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
And now there's a lot of like developmental leagues to kind of get your way up there. Did you feel like when you went overseas, there was still maybe a chance to do other things? Or at that point, do you think once you go overseas, hey, you're going to be overseas and there won't be a professional NBA career? Like, is there a way to go back and forth for guys that do it or even yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a lot of guys that played overseas that ended up going to the NBA. But just for me, I was shell-shocked. Mm-hmm. My first year overseas in Germany, we're having 3-4 practices a day, 5-6 days a week for one 50-minute game. Mm-hmm. Nah, this is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Three practices a day?
Yeah. When was the earliest practice? Was the practices at that
so
day?
So my practice schedule in Germany, we would go to the track in the morning. We'd run for an hour on the track. Mm-hmm. And our assistant coach was like a health nut. So he would set the pace, and we couldn't fall behind him. Oof. So we did that for 50 minutes, right?
Are we talking like 6 a.m., this noon, was this 9?
Was, no, it's actually 6 a.m. It was 6 a.m. And this was preseason. We do that, then we would leave there, go straight to the weight room. For maybe like an hour, hour and a half. Leave there, go straight to practice. Then we have like a 3 or 4 hour break in the afternoon, come back for night practice. And this was 4-5 days a week.
Yeah. And how many games a week are you playing?
One on Saturday.
Wow.
One game on Saturday.
That's what they always say, like Europeans and internationals are so well conditioned and they can run up and down the floor and they can do all these different sets and it's not just hero ball. I mean, that kind of makes sense. Yeah. It just brings a little bit of light to it, the conditioning over there. Did you realize the guys that were already, because this is when you were in Germany, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize your German teammates were already like well conditioned? Like they were used to it. They were like, oh, this is nothing.
Absolutely. Like, and we had a lot of young guys that was like locals. I mean, 16, 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm coming in 21, 22. And it's just like, these kids are just like, it's nothing. Just
bouncing
running
around. No big
and
deal.
I'm like, I'm about to leave. I'm getting out of here. No way I'm doing this for a career. But I ended up working out and it was troubling too, because at the time they had what, two English channels? It was CNN and MTV.
Okay.
ESPN?
No. Wow. No. So, and it was crazy. Didn't have any means of communication. This is like when I think Skype may have just came out.
Okay.
I didn't have a laptop. My mom had to send me a laptop over there. I had the little monitor you put on top of
this is 06, 07?
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't no smartphones. It wasn't no FaceTime and all that. So, this is really in the trenches. So
you're by yourself in Germany.
Absolutely.
A kid from Milwaukee.
Yep.
who outside of what, had you been out of the country at this point yet?
No, this is my first experience out of the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so outside of just traveling around for AAU and college ball, you'd never been anywhere this far out.
Touched almost every state for AAU in high school and college, but overseas, no, this was my first experience. And I was like, no.
How was the basketball?
The basketball, luckily for me, I came from the Big Ten, which was a rugged, intense, aggressive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The league, and that's exactly what it was in Germany. Okay. It was smash mouth 50-60 point games, like
okay. So I mean, it was hard foul.
What was the fans like? I mean, I always see videos online of international fans, and they seem to be in it. Is it, were they showing up to these basketball games and they got all kinds of crazy stuff? Oh, was it more low key? Kind of what was
it was wild. Like, this was like welcome to professional basketball for me. It's international basketball. Playing our first game, going for halftime, come out, you can't even see the court. Wow. It's a haze of smoke. They're smoking cigarettes.
And wow.
the fans.
Wow. Just burning heaters, watching the game.
I'm like, how are we supposed to play in this? Yeah. And it's just a cloud of smoke.
Buck up, American. Here we go.
Then we had two Serbian cats, Roscoe and Igor. They would go outside at halftime.
I was going to. They're smoking. Firing up one on their own.
Right. And I'm like, no way this is professional basketball.
Did you say Bosco and Igor? Oh, Roscoe and Igor.
Yeah.
Those are, that's their real names?
Yeah. Roscoe Cottage and Igor Perovich.
Could they hoop?
Igor was, I kid you not, Igor was Serbian Steve Nash.
Wow.
What?
I'm not joking.
So just giving
Roscoe
people-
played for the German national team for, Serbian national team for maybe 6-7 years, 7-footer. He was nice. He reminded me of like
Vlade Divac.
No, Sabonis.
Arvydas
Sabonis. Yeah, Arvydas Sabonis. Yes.
So he's over here throwing behind the back passes.
He was nutty as a fruitcake, but the guy could play basketball. Yeah.
Igor and Roscoe. So how was your team? Was your team pretty good?
We finished 14th out of 16.
Wow.
I guess that's a clap on my butt.
You know what I mean?
Higher than we finished.
So what happened? I mean, what was it? I mean,
was the competition over there just were out of this world?
The competition was next level for sure. I think the team that I went to, Walter Tigers, I think they had just came up from like the second division to the top division.
Because they still do all that. I mean, even it's not just soccer that does relegation. They do
absolutely.
That in the basketball.
Absolutely. Okay. You go from lower division and you fight to stay in the league that next year.
Yeah.
And so if you make it there, then you kind of put your –
We need that.
Your flagpole.
We need that in all. Yeah. Imagine if you had that in the NBA. The Wizards would have been out a long time ago.
The Hornets.
The Hornets would have been out. The Nets. The Jazz. And you just have new teams coming up. Yeah. I love it.
So with that relegation, what have you? But as far as just like, okay, so did you play in the same team for the first 2 years you were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after those, so how did you? How what was kind of your playing time? What was your role on each squad?
So I was a 3-and-D guy.
Okay.
Super athletic, jump out of the gym. I actually wrote my own ticket just by being athletic.
And okay.
I could play every position. That was my thing. I'm gonna learn the playbook. I could stay on the court if I know every position.
Sure.
Like we talked about with the football, like guys forget. And if the coach gets tired of you forgetting the plays, forgetting where you are,
ain't gonna play.
Hey, come get him.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to make sure I know exactly where to be at all times. And so my first 2 years, I didn't have an agent, anything. I got over there strictly word of mouth.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up winning the slam dunk contest.
Yeah.
And that really put my name on the map as far as being in the Germany market.
Okay.
And so I got an agent after that, and things start getting a little bit better for me.
So did you get a European agent, American agent? What'd
European.
You get? European.
Turkish.
Turkish. Yeah. Watch out for them Turks
I kind of want to backtrack. When you first joined the team, how inviting were your teammates, the coaches, the fans around you? Like, all right, did they see American players coming in all the time in 2006 and they were inviting, or were they a little standoffish and it took them a second?
Oh, absolutely inviting. The fan base was phenomenal. For sure, we had 5 imports, which was pretty standard for any league at that time. Whatever.
Okay.
So we had 5 imports. So they were used to Americans being in there, and it was all kind of military bases. So Americans were the cat's meow over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like us being in the city and everything like that. It was super warm and inviting. So we never had any issues, anything.
Is
like
Germany
that.
Gray? That's a question I see a lot online. Is Germany just gray overall? It's cloudy. It's industrial buildings. Like, was there an actual like city life? And I know there's a little bit, you know.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. City life. Those distractions we talked about.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Absolutely. We were maybe 45 minutes from Stuttgart, maybe 2 hours from Frankfurt.
So Stuttgart, give an American comparison for Stuttgart as far as, how big is it?
At the time, I was like Dallas.
Really?
Stuttgart was like Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had their own deep alum.
Frankfurt was kind of like Houston.
Grimy and humid.
Yeah, Frankfurt was kind of like Houston. And then Berlin was like maybe L.A.
I've heard
really?
Of Berlin.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, you can catch everything by the train, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what, hour, 2 hour max?
We drove.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we all had cars. We put that thing on the slab. we drove.
Did y'all have like a stipend or meal plan? How did like food work?
No.
Or did you just do your own?
No.
Okay.
You got paid for the month. That was it.
Wow. That's it.
You got paid for the month. They paid for you pay for your car. They paid for your housing.
What, they give you a Volkswagen?
Yeah, we had a Peugeot.
A who?
A Peugeot.
A Peugeot?
P-E-U-G-E-O-T.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen that. They don't.
With,
those
with
used
the sliding
to be.
Doors.
Yeah, I remember those, man.
With the sliding doors. Yeah, I thought I was big. I thought I was big balling over
yeah.
there. The sliding doors. Like, yeah.
Because David Hasselhoff's real big over there, isn't he?
Not when I was there. Not when I was there. Not a chance.
Who was the biggest American name in the German league when you were there?
You can say yourself.
Absolutely not. I was scratching and clawing trying to stay in the league. Who was the biggest name?
I just looked up that car. It looks pimp, by the way. Just want to put that out there.
I wonder if those cars are still being made. Because I remember that I used to call them Pugets.
And you're not wrong. And you're not wrong. Yeah, I can't think of who was top name. I know Alba Berlin had some studs over there. They were winning almost every year.
But this was a big league, right? I mean, and it was
middle of the pack.
Okay.
Yeah,
like Germany. What would you call the caliber of talent that was in this league? Step below the NBA? 2 steps below
For
the
sure.
NBA?
It was some NBA guys that came out of Germany. But I would say about 2.
Okay.
Maybe, 2, maybe 3.
So after your second year there, you're like, all right, what, I need to go somewhere else? I'm thinking, like, what's kind of your fly? Okay, after being there 2 years, team's just okay.
You
Ray's thinking, all right, I got to go.
You pretty much trust your agent. They search the market to see who's needing your caliber of player.
Okay.
And so whoever has the best fit for you for your financial, what you're requesting for finances or whatever.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's a million-dollar player over there. I sure as hell wasn't coming out of, you know, Wisconsin. I wasn't highly touted for NBA or anything like that. I pretty much wrote my own ticket. But, yeah, you got to trust your agent. And whatever you can do, game film. Back then, game film was important. You had to get all your game film from your coach. VHS, DVDs.
Right,
all,
yeah. No, you're doing it old school.
You got to make your own little highlight tape to send it out. And that's how you really much got on to the next team.
Really? What's the biggest league over there in Europe?
I would say Spain, Greece, China for sure. China's like...
Oh, so China's come up big time. Now, how was the league, though, when you were playing, though? Had it really shown up yet? Or because I know Starbury was trying to do his thing over there.
As far as what, China?
Yeah.
Yeah, China's always been on.
Really?
Yeah, China's always been on.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, but I know ACB, Spain was top. Greece. Philippines.
What would you?
Philippines is more like the spring and the summertime. You go over there and make a killing in
Hey, they love basketball over in the Philippines.
6 weeks, absolutely.
Well, we got some food questions to ask you. I'm going to save them for the other side. We will ask our boy Ray Nixon all those questions that you guys are texting in, as well as go over a little bit of what's happening around the league and get Ray's thoughts on that next on the Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but Trayvon Diggs will not be playing on Sunday. Hit his head.
We don't know how. At the house.
Somewhere, somehow.
We've been speculating. People have been texting them, and I can't read any of the texts of what people speculated happened because that'd be bad.
It's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
But have you heard the latest on the Trayvon Diggs? What's the craziest injury you've ever heard of a dude not being able to play? A toe injury?
Toe injury.
What happened?
My toe hurt.
That's it?
I'm serious.
Day of game?
My toe hurt. I can't put any pressure on it.
Mm. Was it at least his big toe?
Don't matter. It's a toe.
Wow.
I understand like the turf toe. I know Shaq struggled with that a lot through his career. But
Joe Burrow.
Yeah. But just to say my toe hurt, I can't put no pressure on it. Yeah.
And they didn't clarify what happened to their toe.
And he was adamant too. I'm not playing. It could have been something personal, could have been something in-house, but yeah.
When did he return to playing?
About two games after.
He saw someone on the schedule.
You know what? It's such a random injury. It's such a random injury that could go any number of different ways. I mean, I guess the question for me is, did you see him walk away? Did he look like he was favoring it in any way, shape, or form?
I was never the guy to question anybody's injury.
Yeah.
Because if I got to miss a game for anything, you better not come to me like, well, Ray, are you seriously?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So I never want to question other players' injury.
Did this raise your suspicion?
Absolutely. But I won't go question. I won't go call him out in front of nobody.
I think the craziest that I've ever heard of was not too long ago when DeAndre Ayton missed a game with the Blazers because of ice on the road.
Yeah.
That was probably the craziest one I saw.
Wow.
Yeah. Mind you, the rest of his teammates went.
Yeah. Nobody else showed up.
Definitely ain't from Wisconsin.
Yeah. That tells you all you need to know.
Someone asked this question from the 817. Can you ask Ray what his favorite Japanese dish was? And has he been able to find any of it here? If so, where?
Favorite Japanese dish? Oh, they had a little, it was like a little mom and pop store that was right by the train station. I couldn't think of what the dish was, but I would go in there and point to it every single time I went there. But it was like these.
Was there any kind of soup content or was it like?
It was soup with every meal.
Okay.
Soup, either hot or cold tea, all kind of vegetables, stuff like that. But it was like a salmon tuna, like. I don't know what you call it.
Sushi roll?
It was like a playoff of each other. Like it was half salmon, half tuna.
And was it like this, grilled, raw?
Wait, it was all one piece of meat that was half?
No. It was like, so it was a bed of rice. They put like half salmon on this side, on the other side. It was this teriyaki sauce or whatever with the vegetables. Oh, listen. Man. It would be 2 o'clock because it stayed open all the time. It would be 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll go over there and get me some.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was it cheap in comparison to like U.S. dollars?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, how cheap we talking? Like, put it in American dollar cents. Because
so, a meal like that, maybe 300 grams of rice.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say 10 ounces of protein between the two.
Yeah.
$12.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at
not
all.
Not bad. $12. You know, knock out a couple of those. That's yeah. That's a hearty meal right there.
Especially post-workout.
Yeah. What was the hooping like in Japan?
Oh, I loved it. It was up and down, fast-paced basketball for sure.
Yeah.
Is there not like a language barrier? Do they speak English? Do you learn to speak Japanese?
They speak English, but they don't want to speak it to Americans because they're afraid they're going to mess it up. Mm. I'm like, you know more English than I know Japanese.
Right, exactly. So let's go ahead and just get this out the way now.
And you have a conversation on the sideline, and they're talking just like you and I are. Maybe a little bit of accent. It's just like, man, why you don't never speak?
Right. It's going to make this a whole lot easier.
They get a kick out of teaching us like Japanese lingo yeah. and like the slang and the sure. curse words and all that.
Yeah.
And then go tell us, say it to somebody else so we can make a fool
of
ourselves.
Oh, wow.
So I was a huge component of that. Yeah. I was like, teach me something new.
A Japanese sense of humor, boy. Watch out.
Teach me something, yeah. Basketball was great. And Japanese players, they are good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple, what was his name that came here from Togo? He came play for, did he play for the Mavs for a little while?
I don't want to guess any names. This could get bad, so.
Yeah,
he's
a point guard. But he
I know it's not Jeremy Lin, right?
No, it's not Jeremy. It's not Linsanity.
It's the one name I didn't want to say.
Out of all the four international spots that you went, where did basketball feel the most different from where you played here in America?
The most different? I don't feel like there's any difference.
Okay.
I don't think there's any difference. I have my favorites depending on, because people always ask me what's all the time, like, what's your favorite country you played in? I have a different reason for why I love each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Germany was the closest to college.
Okay.
Big Ten, hard-nosed basketball. It felt like I was still in college playing yeah. basketball. It was my first job overseas. It was like, this is my baby. This yeah. is my intro into pro basketball. Then I went to Finland. I had the most fun playing basketball in Finland. The coach was a real player's coach. Like, he asked, what do you guys want to do today?
Oh, wow.
Won a championship. I got player of the year.
Okay. Yeah. You're feeling good in Finland.
You heard me? And, like, that was just phenomenal to have a coach that really understood players, understood basketball. You don't have to go run through brick walls every practice. Like, yeah. you don't take the day off.
Yeah.
We do group outings and team stuff like that. So it was
very un-German.
Right. For sure. For sure. And then France was the most cutthroat. Like, that was, whew.
So that was probably maybe the closest to the NBA in terms of the business
yes,
side of it?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I was in, I played for SPO Rouen, which was like an hour and a half from Paris.
Okay.
And the year I got there, our head coach was like the fourth assistant coach on the French national team.
Okay.
So he missed the entire preseason. So we got the assistant coaches, and we're in a nice little groove. But head coach comes back, he starts changing up lineups, putting in guys that he knew and was accustomed to from the team before, and we lost our first seven games.
Mm.
So I remember the game we were playing against Nancy, and the owner came in at halftime. We were down by like maybe 16 points. Owner came in, I'll never forget, he said, y'all got one half to save your jobs.
Oof.
And walked out.
To everybody?
Everybody. You got one half to save your jobs and walked out. We made one hell of a comeback, and we ended up losing by 3 points. After the game, I got in the locker room. I called my agent like, you might be getting a call pretty soon. I don't know how serious he was, but the owner just said we got a half to save our jobs, and we lost.
Yeah.
Sure enough, Monday morning, I was in the office. Like, well, we gotta let you guys go. Every import was gone.
Really?
What are kind of those conversations like when those tough ones behind closed doors and most of us listening don't get the privilege to hear, whether it's good or bad, but just when you're talking to management, is that a 5-minute conversation? Obviously, I think it varies, but just in general, when they're asking you to come in the office, is that a short conversation to hear it is? This is the business. Thank you for doing it. Is it a prolonged conversation? Is there a little bit of compliment sandwich going on from your experiences? Kind of what were those closed door situations?
I've been fortunate. That was the only experience I had with that. And I kind of got the heads up from when he came in the locker room, so I knew what to expect. And I just asked before I left, like, can I just ask a simple question? Was there anything that I did? And he was like, no, this is just a management decision. Like, we're not winning games. We got to make a change for the business side, for the basketball culture, because that was a team that also had just moved up from Pro B to Pro A the year before.
So they weren't trying to get pushed back to the other.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they
yeah.
And that, they end up getting pushed back again that next year because they won like maybe two games that year.
Sends an email. Was it me?
Yeah,
was it the problem?
So you can swap. So basically, you know, here they are mid-season and did kind of pretty much a wholesale change middle of the year.
Yeah.
And there's just other kids. So where'd you go at that point?
I went back to Finland.
Oh, really?
You said he's home. Golden Child is home.
It was crazy because after I called my agent, I called my ex-coach. I'm like, look, I might be getting sent home. I'm already in Europe. Do you guys have any room for me? He said, we will gladly bring you back with open arms.
We'll kick Jeremy off the team right now.
No, it wasn't Jeremy, but he said, we got one guy we've been dying to cut.
And you got, okay, so they cut him, and boom.
They said it's going to cut him anyway, so I don't feel like I was.
Look, you've been around long.
I don't want to take food off of nobody's plate.
You fire yourself. You know, you know that. I mean, everybody's looking for a reason to cut somebody, and guess what? That day, Ray Nixon gave them a reason to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cut this dude and bring you in.
And I got severance pay for 3 months leaving France, plus my contract for Finland. So that was a good year that year. You were wilding for them to fly back to Paris to go shopping.
Right.
I wasn't mad at nobody that year.
How was the Finland team when you got there?
They were, I think, maybe 2 or 3 games out of first place. We ended up losing second round of the playoffs that year. But
so how do you get worked into that team then? Did you already kind of know the guys, so it was a little bit easier?
I knew 2 of the guys from Germany.
Okay.
That I played against.
Igor and Roscoe floating around?
Nah. I wish. That was a championship team in Finland, for sure. But yeah, my guy Ricky Harris and Corey Rouse, they played against rival teams when I was in Germany. But yeah, I knew those guys pretty well. And we had the same core team back as far as the locals from the team before.
Okay.
So it was an easy way to transition back to the team for Finland.
So how many games is it before you get worked into, like, the regular lineup? And then are you 6th man? You starting?
No, I'm starting.
Okay.
Yeah, I was starting.
Oh, man. Oh,
damn.
Give me the ride. You got to ask those questions, though, for sure. You definitely got to ask those questions, especially being a new man.
Before we go any further, Fred was in the Navy. What do you think he did in the Navy? Just based on his build,
Cook.
I mean, that's all I needed. That's all I needed. To continue. Cool.
I needed your barbed wire.
He was a cook, bro.
No, I was not a cook. Absolutely not. Absolutely
I just made my night. Not. I'm good. I'm good. I have no further questions. That's all I needed. That's funny.
Why would you put me on the spot like that?
Because we had a guest on yesterday, and he said he was in the Navy, and Fred ended up spoiling it and said that rescue.
Well, he asked me what I did
because I was definitely going to ask you next. Like, well, what did you do?
What did you do?
Fred? I was a rescue swimmer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you got them wide legs. Yeah, I can see it.
So at what point then did you say, all right, I'm, you know, where the European career starting to maybe wear on you a little bit? And then when did the big three, when did that start to come into proximity?
When I retired. I did 06, 08, Germany, Finland, 09, France and Finland, 09, 09. 09, 2010, and then Japan from 2010 to 2018.
Oh, so you were in Japan for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, Japan was home.
Really?
So do you know any Japanese?
I can get around.
Yeah. I mean, if you spent 8 years, I'm like, sure, you probably know a little bit.
I can get around. Like, they wanted me, it's very huge now where they have, like, Americans or imports, as you want to call them, get nationalized. So they take the test and they become a local. So you can still play as a Japanese player, and you can bring in more imports.
Ooh, okay.
So system
like
hack.
You become like a powerhouse team. So what it was, the team I was on, it's like third to last year, they wanted me to become citizen. So they say, all you got to do is take the test. I'm like, I'm not giving up my passport.
And yeah.
Like, no, don't worry about it. Once you start the process, you're considered to be a Japanese player. It's maybe like a 2-3 year process.
Just so they just want you to start the process. We don't care if you actually get it.
When it comes time for the test, just fail it on purpose.
Yeah.
But it ended up coming out, a lot of players were doing it. So they
put that, they changed that rule. Yeah.
So I'm like, man, because the money they make as being an import
versus being a local, night and day.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. But yeah, Japanese was.
So what's the Japanese league like?
I can compare it to anything. Japanese, it's like SEC basketball. Really? Yeah.
So okay.
It's fast.
I was going to say, so it's just up and down.
Yeah.
You got dudes scoring in the 90s and 100s on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So where's the 3-point line?
It's maybe a foot, not a foot, maybe half a foot from the NBA.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So not as far, but further than the college.
Yeah, absolutely.
3-point line. Absolutely. Okay. And so didn't Toyota run a lot of the sports there in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Did they give you a Toyota?
Nah. I did. They did. This was my first year. It was a minivan.
That's fire. That's
they
fire.
They sold you a minivan?
Because all five of us had to share the van.
Oh.
So we had to
not
all
as fire.
Drive to practice. gas over there?
Yeah.
We complain about it here. It's like $1.50 a liter.
Yeah.
Like,
what's that break to a gallon? How many liters?
3.7.
I don't know the liter.
It's like 3.7 liters in a gallon.
Yeah, that's more. I was gonna
Trevor
say.
Smart. Trevor, what's that conversion over there?
I think it's about 4 liters in a gallon.
4 liters. Yeah. So damn. So $1.50. So $6 a gallon.
Listen, it was, and we got a minivan.
But ain't like you got. I mean, ain't like Japan's that big.
But we were going to nightclubs, which was an hour away.
Oh wow! So jumping in the van.
Squat up. We got to get there.
Did you ever come across Yakuza?
No, I didn't. But I was on the radar. I like to go to the onsens, the little bathhouses and stuff like that.
Okay.
And they had a lot of different rules that you couldn't have tattoos.
I've heard of that.
Like, couldn't go to regular gyms. So the Gold's Gym was huge over there. I couldn't go to Gold's Gym. I had to go with a full hoodie on, zipped up.
Oh, wow.
Had to have my gloves on.
No, they're for real about that.
Yeah,
Fred,
with my hoodie tucked into like the gloves, so they couldn't see my tattoos.
Damn.
And I was good for maybe about 2 months. I went in the locker room to change one time, and the cleaning guy came in there, or whatever, and he just looked kind of funny. And I was changing my shirt. I get back to practice, coach is like, "You can't go to Gold's anymore." I'm like, "What happened?" I follow all the protocol. He's like, "Well, somebody saw you with your tattoos. You can't go back anymore."
Wow.
So I caught myself being slick and gonna go to the other Gold's. I went and swiped my car.
Same cleaning guy showed up.
I said, don't worry about it.
Gang member. He's right there.
I said, don't worry about it. I get out of here.
Wait a minute. It went off?
Yeah.
It made an audible sound.
With my car, when I swiped it, I was like, he's banned. Like,
man.
And the other goals is maybe 45 minutes away from the one I went to in Saitama. Yeah.
Damn. You hear that, Trevor? It's going to happen to you.
Japanese ain't playing.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm the nerdiest one watching anime out of here. Y'all know I know Japanese culture. Come on now.
How far are you from Tokyo?
My last 3 years, I was in Tokyo.
Oh, you were in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Best city that you were in, as far as where does Tokyo rank for you, as far off as the all the cities court. You've been to?
I like Kyoto.
Okay.
The best.
All right.
It was more clean. It was more laid back. You still had like the nightlife and the tourist sites that you would get from Tokyo, but it was a little bit more chill because Tokyo get wild.
Really?
Yeah, Tokyo gets wild depending on what area you are.
Right.
And then Roppongi Hills was like where all the parties and all the main tourism goes. Like,
don't sleep on the Japanese now. I'm gonna tell you right now. And you do a deep dive in like the history of Japan. Yo. Wild.
It's mind blowing.
It is. I'm telling. Watch a Japanese documentary on them samurai. Hey, boy, I'll tell you what. Vicious.
Samurai vicious. Cook Fred.
All right, let's let's talk. Let's talk a little Dallas Mavericks and some NBA and some Big Three as well. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Ray, Trevor is in love with the Zamboni driver over at the AAC. any game you wanna shoot over to him? And by the way, and you smell great. Pause.
What's the cologne?
What's the cologne you're rocking? Because we're trying to learn up our boy Trevor here because he's got cool water.
No, he
so
don't.
That tells you all you need to know.
Yaki on. Yeah. I have on Dolce Gabbana the one.
Boom.
There you go. See, look.
There you
boom.
Go.
You can just go buy that one, Trevor.
And just real quick. How much was it? It's not
stop,
cheap.
Stop. That's what I'm saying. I'm not making fizzles
about
on
about
here,
a buck
right?
and a quarter.
I was going to say $1.20, give or take. But you can get a dupe. Let's get you a dupe.
Let's start a feet finder and maybe okay. we can.
Okay. Why is that the first place?
You wonder why. Just, but in 30 seconds or less, why is cologne important?
I like to say they smell you before they see you.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Come on! My last impression
goes a lot farther than my eye scent or my nose scent.
Okay.
We
put him completely off guard. He had no idea that question was coming, and he literally said the exact same thing in relation to how me and Blake have been trying to explain to him, like, it's okay to smell good.
Ray, yeah. How tall are you, Ray?
6'7".
I doubt that they smell him before they see him.
Now Trevor's just glazing.
I mean, you know what? We can't take you anywhere.
We've had this conversation. I get what you guys are saying.
I don't know that you do.
You're not a fan of fragrances?
I am not a fan of spending a lot of money on fragrances.
Touche. I mean, like, don't sleep on the dupes. You can find a good dupe out there for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I'm asking these.
No,
guys.
We're gonna get them hooked up on it. Because we had to explain to him, like, you know, there's a reason for smelling good. So
he said, I think it started with, it's not a top five thing girls care about.
Yes, that's what enraged us.
We definitely said it's top three. Yeah.
But I'm saying, but if it's a hierarchy. One would be like, oh, are you going to be able to take care of me? Sure. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It depends on the nature of the relationship.
Which is fair. That's absolutely fair.
I mean, I would say seeing somebody one time or dating them, they want you to smell
but
good.
100%. First impression, for sure, they want you to smell nice.
Sure. Definitely. And I don't. But this is also where I'm gonna stand up and defend myself. I don't smell bad. It's not that I'm dirty. It's not that I don't shower. It's just I don't buy, what was it?
Spoken like somebody that wears cool water. All right.
Cool water.
Natural deodorant?
No, I mean, I got degree on.
Okay, you got natural. A little aluminum goes a long way.
I got aluminum in me.
If you don't.
I mean, I got degree on.
He's like, I got some Arm & Hammer. That's okay, right?
I wear mustache wax.
With the baking soda.
Mustache wax.
That's what it's, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. A whole, next time Ray comes, we may just have to do a whole one-on-one
Burt
with
how
he can
natural,
fix
right?
You.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Transition to some basketball.
I'll tell you what. We're going to have Ray on again, so we're going to get more into the Big Three next time you're on, because I know you got to be somewhere at 9:30, and I could talk a whole lot with you about the Big Three, so we want to save that for the next time you're with us.
No problem, brother.
Real quick, though. We got about 6-7 minutes. A, your initial thoughts on Cooper Flag and why folks, or maybe they shouldn't, just your thoughts on this Dallas Mavericks team going into the 2025 season.
I feel like if, and I say this all the time to athletes that I train and coach and all that, like the best skill you can have in sports is availability.
Yeah.
If this team can remain healthy, I feel like they can go deep in the playoffs, especially with the group of talent they have now. If the guys that are coming back off of injuries can play well, and with the addition of Cooper Flag and some of the guards they picked up this year, I feel like the Dallas Mavericks can have a phenomenal team.
Do you think they've been experimenting with Cooper Flag being like this point forward guy bringing the ball up the floor? They even benched D'Angelo Russell the last two games preseason, but right, just experimenting. Do you believe in this kind of positionless basketball, have the best five out there, or do you think, because Mavs struggled with those lineups on the floor, or do you think you still need a true initiator connector out there?
You definitely need a true initiator connector, but with the state of basketball now, there's time and place for both. And I feel like this is a great time to experiment with him being this point forward in the preseason so he can get the lay of the land and feel how it is to be in the NBA game, to be in those positions. Like a lot of times players get thrown out there late in the season. They never had any experience doing it and they expect these guys to be savants. But like, it doesn't work like that. So them experimenting with him now, it is great for the Mavs moving forward.
How much? What do you think right now of Cooper Flag? I know that's kind of the topic du jour, and given that, you know, this team is still, from a fan base perspective, is still struggling with the loss of Luka, but what have you been most impressed by what you've seen out of Cooper?
He looks calm under pressure.
Yeah.
He looks very relaxed. He looks like he's done it before.
Yeah.
You know, he looks smooth game. He's not rushed. He's not overzealous and trying to do too much at one time, as most rookies or a lot of rookies couldn't do. But he just looks like he's been part of the guys already.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's been the overwhelming sentiment about Cooper Flag. Is I just love his presence on the court. Like you said, doesn't look rattled. You would think he's been in the league 5-6 years, doesn't force anything, lets his shots come to him. On a more specific note, kind of going into the Mavericks rosters, a lot of discussion has been made about Anthony Davis playing the five, playing the four. He wants to play the four. But when you see the game flow, you're like, can you have another big out there while also having Cooper Flag run the point? It looks great on paper. We've got this tall, exactly, long roster. But when you get on offense and even a little bit defense, it gets a little clunky. So not asking you to fix the Mavs roster, but just kind of what do you think of the big the two big lineup and having AD at the four?
I'm not a fan of the big lineup. You got to have good chemistry. And I feel like, the big lineup, like you said, is great on paper, but you got to have some quickness. You got to have some guys that can defend, move their feet, and make plays on both ends of the court.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when those bigs get tired, they start lumbering up and down the court and things start to break down. Nothing against them, but it's basketball. You know, it's physics.
Mm-hmm. It's the nature of the beast, man.
You know what I mean? So a lot of the guards and wings they have would be very beneficial if they can work that into the chemistry of it all. So everything is boils down to chemistry when it comes to sports for me.
And then I want to pick your brain about the NBA overall. Who's kind of a player that maybe you're seeing, hey, I expect this guy to have a breakout season. A lot of people aren't talking about him, or maybe people are talking about him and you think that you want to co-sign that, and then maybe it's in the same vein like a team that might sneak up on people this year.
He's already got a huge name, but I am a fan of Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like just the way he handles himself, like for him to be so young, like he's like, this is me.
You think he can be the face of the league?
He could, but I don't think they want to market him the way that they...
Not exactly PR friendly.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it's the same thing with a lot of guys that are tremendous athletes. They wear their heart on their sleeves. It's like, this is about basketball. I don't care about anything else. I'm a winner. I'm here to stay. I love that attitude. He's going at whoever. Don't care if you've been in the league 15, 20 years or you're fresh out. Like, he's a killer. And I love that mentality from Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Is there a team that you're kind of looking at east or west to make some noise?
I hope Milwaukee does.
Yep. Okay. y'all got a weird roster over there.
Do you think if you changed your last name to Antetokounmpo that you might get signed to the Bucks team? Because it seems like everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, my God. They just cut a good talent. The kid I just saw that, you know, it gave them some solid minutes because Giannis's brothers.
I actually thought about that too. Like if I was in Giannis' position and I could get my brothers on, like if you want to keep me here, sign my brother. I think I'd do the same.
He's kind of holding the team. I mean, look.
Yes.
He's holding the team hostage, right?
What are they going to say? No? We're going to keep the 15th man on the roster and lose Giannis?
Yeah. Absolutely. Call me crazy, but it almost gets the – I get the vibe from Giannis where it's like, look, I'm going to go ahead and play out this contract. Like, I've already won a title, so you can't take that away from me.
He's loyal.
All right? I'm going to finish this out because – and me and Blake talked about this forever. Whatever team would trade for him would end up gutting their team anyway.
You have to.
Right?
He's too valuable.
He's too valuable, okay? So does it really make sense to leave Milwaukee at that point?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the same thoughts I had. Like, if whoever he goes to, their team is going to be trash because you got to get rid of everybody.
Everybody to make it work. So I feel like, and I joked with Blake about this the other day.
Making $54 million a year, by the way.
Yeah, right. So he's made, and he's got a couple years left, I think, on his deal.
2028 is when he becomes a free, unrestricted free agent.
I'm calling my shot right now. I think he finishes out the contract,
comes,
goes over to Greece.
You just saw his family is out there now,
and he's huge when it comes to family. Like, yeah, as you can tell,
I'm saying
he
is,
would be 33 at the time.
And what kind of money could he make over in Greece?
It wouldn't be $54 million.
Well, he's gonna make 54, but
they might give him Greece. They might give him Athens. Have the Acropolis.
They might make a prime minister over there.
Right. Pantheon.
But I mean, he's gonna get the lay of the land if he goes over there.
Absolutely.
And he could probably extend his career another 3, 4, 5 years.
He has enough money.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's that struck on being in the NBA like that.
See, that's what I'm saying. I get the vibe from him that he could leave in 3 years and be okay.
And be
could pull a Barry Sanders and be like being okay with it.
Career earnings $338 million.
Yeah.
Already.
So my man's coming out with close to and that doesn't even include endorsements. So you figure he's gonna leave with half a billy. And I'm sure I'm guessing he's probably done a good job of putting money away.
Yeah.
Just a hunch.
I didn't get my first six figures till I was year 8 overseas. I'm like, man, when is money going to kick in, brother?
Well, I'll tell you what, Ray, like I said, we could hold you here for another hour, but we know you got things to do. Let's do this again probably another week or two because I want to get into some Big 3 conversation. I'm a huge Ice Cube guy. In fact, to this day, one of the greatest interviews I ever did was I got him to chuckle, and I'll tell you that story
That's
next time.
That's difficult to do.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, and I got him thinking. But we'll talk about that next time. So anyway, great stuff from you, Ray Nixon. Real quick, for the folks at home that maybe they want to get trained, whatever, where can they find you at on the socials?
Instagram, Ray Nixon _.
That's it. I'll tell you about the _. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Ray Nixon _. Give it a follow. You will be glad that you did. All right, coming up next, I got one more hour, and then I got to bounce for the Mythical High School Football Show. Let's do some NFL picks next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.